are Locked On 49ers, your daily San Francisco 49ers podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to Locked On 49ers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. This Monday episode is the Richie James episode. And my guest today is the Richie James, 49ers 7th round draft pick out of Middle Tennessee State. Explosive, dynamic, playmaking wide receiver. Going to get into the head of Richie James here in a little bit and talk to him about his new life in the Bay Area, which hopefully lasts for quite a long time. Before we get to Richie, I want to remind everybody to subscribe, rate, review the show. We're on iTunes, we're on Spotify. You can go to LockedOn49ers.com, find links to the streams of the podcast, or find where you can subscribe to the show, as well as other written content at LockedOn49ers.com. Hit me up on Twitter at BDPeacock. You can email the show, LockedOn49ers@gmail.com. Let's talk a little bit about who Richie James is. He is a 5'10", 183-pound wide receiver. He was drafted in the 7th round by the 49ers in 2018. Ran a 4.4 840-yard dash at the Combine after a record-setting career at Middle Tennessee State. He is Middle Tennessee State's all-time leading receiver in catches, receiving yards, and touchdowns. And they didn't just utilize Richie James as a receiver at Middle Tennessee State for the Blue Raiders. He had a bunch of rushes as well, both as a Wildcat quarterback. He lined up in the backfield and ran some read option sometimes as a running back. He was in the slot. He was outside. Did a little bit of special teams return work as well. But mostly he was that wide receiver. He was dynamic. He was uncoverable. And when there was somebody draped on him, he plays big. You know, 5'10", 183 is not big by NFL standards for a wide receiver, but he played big and he out-jumped and he caught 50-50 balls over defensive backs that were bigger. So the competitiveness was the first thing that stood out, and you watched him play, and he's just a flat-out playmaker and just electric with the ball in his hands too. So run after the catch. He can track the ball down the field. He got open with slick routes and his top speed as well as his short area quickness. So he's definitely that style of wide receiver that Kyle Shanahan really likes, and you definitely see why when you watch his film, why Kyle Shanahan liked him and how he can fit in with the 49ers and can probably play all over, but I'm guessing they're going to try to utilize him quite a bit out of the slot, so he's going to get some reps behind Trent Taylor there. And hey, Trent Taylor was a 5th-round draft pick that really surprised a lot of people and became an intricate part of the offense by the end of the year in his rookie season, and I could really see the same thing happening with Richie James in 2018. Ridiculous production his freshman and sophomore seasons. 2015, freshman year, shows up on campus, 107 catches for 1,334 yards with 8 touchdowns, and then outdoes himself as a sophomore, 105 catches, 1,625 yards, 12 touchdowns. So we're talking freshman and sophomore year at Middle Tennessee State, 200 catches for just shy of 3,000 yards and 20 touchdowns. So he's thinking, okay, come back my junior year, set Conference USA on fire, head into the draft. He had the broken collarbone in October, only played 5 games and had 31 catches. Still declared early for the draft, but I think, you know, the size and that lack of production his junior year after being hurt led to his fall in the draft, but a dynamic playmaker all over the field for the Blue Raiders. I think the 49ers can really utilize him, and he can make an impact at the NFL level with his competitiveness, his ability to get open, his ability to catch the ball and go up and get the ball. And even though he's small, he plays big. Those are all the things I loved about watching Richie James on tape. So enough about his resume. Let's bring Richie James himself on the show and get to know a little bit more about the man. My guest today, it's a pleasure to be speaking with the 49ers' newest wide receiver, 7th-round pick out of Middle Tennessee State, Mr. Richie James. I was all over Richie James in the pre-draft process. He's a player I really liked, and the moment I put on his tape, his explosiveness and his athletic ability popped. A fun player to watch. I think he's going to be a fan favorite for the 49ers. So, Richie, it's really a pleasure to talk to you today. Thank you for joining me here on Locked On 49ers.
Hey, thank you, man. Thank you for having me on.
Yeah, absolutely. So, first of all, welcome to the Bay Area and welcome to the show. Are you adjusting to the cost of living? How is apartment hunting going for you in the Bay?
Yeah, I haven't started that yet. That's a long way from now, but I've heard plenty of stories about the cost of living. So I will be prepared. I will be prepared.
Okay, good. Yeah, it can be a shock when you first come out here. Being a West Coast kid myself, I'm not really sure where exactly Middle Tennessee State is. What is it like in the middle of Tennessee? It's south of Nashville. Is that correct?
Yeah, it is south of Nashville. And like you said, it is in the middle of Tennessee. You put it on a map, it shows like literally in the middle of Tennessee. But the town is called Murfreesboro. It's growing. It's really one of the fastest growing cities actually in the country right now as we speak. So I've seen it grown for the last 3 years. Obviously, it's different. The weather, it gets cold. So it's not like the Bay Area. It gets really cold out here, and we didn't have indoors. So we used to practice on the practice field and be 30 degrees below. So, yeah, it's really cold.
Okay, so you're ready for those winter snow games, those ice bowls, if you come upon those in the NFL?
Oh, yeah, man. I think it's going to be interesting. I mean, it doesn't get like, below, 0 degrees or whatever the case may be, but it gets like really cold and it snows. I've been playing the snow game, but I will be prepared as far as, it being cold out there and mentally ready for the atmosphere.
If you're hanging out in Murfreesboro or maybe you head up to Nashville, what's like the one dish? What kind of food are you guys going after over there? Because in the Bay Area here, you're probably going to find some awesome Mexican food. You're going to want to look for those taquerias that they throw the tortilla on the grill. This is a big tip from me to you here. You want to get the taquerias where they throw the tortilla on the grill, not the ones where they're steaming the tortilla. But if we're in Middle Tennessee, where are we going out to have some grub?
I mean, it depends on what you like. I'm a wing guy myself, so I like wings, like Jefferson's and Wingstop. So I'm a wing guy, but you got a lot of burrito places around here that are really good. I'm definitely into the burrito. So I just found this new place, Freebird. So it's really good. I'll probably take you there first. They get adjusted to Murfreesboro. Then we can try out any other spot.
Okay, good. Hopefully, I mean, a lot was made about your size coming into the NFL, so start hitting those burritos and you'll get that weight up in no time. So, speaking of the Bay, how was rookie minicamp? Your first time donning the scarlet and gold, wearing number 82 out there. Are you going to stick with number 82? That was John Taylor's old number. Are 49ers fans going to have to get used to and go out shopping for the new number 82 Richie James jerseys? How was rookie minicamp for you?
Yeah, it was definitely good. Just this to put on an NFL helmet, man. Just and still be a part of an NFL team for 3 days or 2 days. I mean, that was like probably the best feeling ever. So I can never take that back. I can always tell my kids one day that I was a part of an NFL team. So that experience definitely was everything I needed. As far as like my play and stuff, I think I did a really good job. It helped me show what I need to work on and get better as a receiver. You got some good cats out there that's just as good as you are. So you're not the fastest or the quickest guy out there. Everybody can run. So it definitely was good. It's definitely a good experience to finally put a 49er helmet on for the first time.
So from all reports, you were definitely flashing those skills that I saw on tape, the suddenness and the ability to get open in those natural hands. So already making some headlines at rookie minicamp. Was it just nice to get back to playing football after a crazy draft process?
Yeah, definitely. That's a long process. A lot of just training. The training can get tired, and it can wear you out. And, just to get back on the field is something that you're naturally, doing. I'm pretty sure for all of us, all the guys that got back out there, it felt good. They wanted to get back on the field. They wanted to play. And, I was one of those guys that was like, man, I hadn't been on the field in a long time. So, I definitely felt good going out there and it helped me out. And I'm looking, become a better person from now.
Yeah. I can imagine it would be difficult, sitting back and waiting for 240, I believe you were picked 244, watching
200.
Was that?
240.
Yeah, 240. Okay, so watching 239 mm-hmm. picks go before the 49ers finally called your name, what was that feeling like? And did it get you, was it almost like a good thing where you're like so motivated and you're like, okay, and you keep a list of all those names of wide receivers who went before you and you're like, okay, I'm going to show you that I should have been going in the first round rather than number 240 overall.
Man, I'm familiar with this position. I'm not They didn't. I was ready for my opportunity. That's all I ever wanted. I'm familiar with this position. I understand that's the way the game is played. That's the way it went for me. So, you know, I was just ready to call a place home and show them guys I can work and I can contribute to the team. So, no, I don't keep a list of the other guys that went ahead of me. I just compete against myself and become a better player every day. So that's my job. I can't control what they're doing. I don't control what I can do. So I got a home now. I'm happy. Now I'm just ready to go to work.
Heck yeah. So you said it's a familiar feeling. Young Richie James, Florida kid, 3-star recruit. Were you recruited at all by the big Florida schools before ending up at Middle Tennessee? And did you feel like, has this, you said it's a familiar feeling. Has there been a little bit of a chip on your shoulder going way back and just needing to prove yourself at every step and every level you played?
Yeah, of course. That was always the feeling. I didn't get recruited by any Florida big schools in Florida. And, you know, we got some of the schools in Florida, you know, and some of the kids in high school. So I was one of those kids where I was stuck in the predicament where I had to play quarterback my senior year, you know, 5'9" quarterback. So no one wasn't, you know, paying attention to that. They just seen the athlete that was just small. So I'm familiar with the position. I understand that, you know, if I was 2 inches taller, I'd probably be the first round draft pick. So, but it is what it is, you know. I understand.
And actually, a lot of 49ers folks have pointed out the similarities, height, weight, speed, and sort of your profile is similar to another late round draft pick who went on to NFL stardom in Antonio Brown. Do you study him or model your game at all after him or any other NFL guys you grew up watching?
No, definitely him. Him and Peter Warwick is the guys I look and, you know, study the game and I can compare it to the most. You know, the small guy, everybody doubted and obviously it took him time to, you know, get where he's at, but it's going to take time for me too. I'm learning. I'm ready to roll, man, and those guys are ready to roll when it's time for their name to be called, and I'll be ready to roll when it's time for my name to be called. So that Antonio Brown is definitely the motivation, you know, that I can get to that level when it's time for me to, you know, play.
If you were trying to explain to somebody who hadn't seen you play what kind of a football player Richie James is, how would you explain yourself? What kind of style of player are you as a wide receiver?
Explosive, natural hands. I can run every route. You know, you can put me everywhere, you know, on the field. And my film shows that, you know, if you wanted to, you can play me at quarterback. Just made the playbook a little bit smaller for me at first, you know. I can play everywhere. I always thought I could play any position on the field. I'm just a player, man. I'm a ball player.
I love that, and I remember seeing you do that on film. Wildcat quarterback, you lined up as a running back, you lined up in the slot, you played outside, and the thing I love the most about watching you play at Middle Tennessee was you may not be the biggest guy, but you played big, and I think that's so important, and I think that's why some of the similarities to Antonio Brown come up, and so those are the things I think that the 49ers fans are going to be really excited about watching you do. I didn't see you return a lot of kicks. Have you done any special team stuff?
Oh yeah, I did punt return. Obviously, I just didn't return them to the house. So I've gotten close plenty of times. It is what it is. I can't. The stats don't show it, but I've done punt return. That's all I did was punt return, and obviously my offensive position. But I did punt return. I did special teams. I just wasn't on kickoff or kickoff return or a punt. Because I mean, shoot, if you're the number one receiver, why would you put your best player in those positions? I definitely did punt return though.
Yeah, you got to protect your best asset for sure.
Yeah.
One question about going to rookie minicamp. Did you get any clues during that minicamp as to how Kyle Shanahan plans to utilize you with the 49ers offense, maybe more in the slot or outside? And a lot is made about the terminology for some schemes, especially the West Coast offense. Have you gotten into the playbook at all? And is that going to be a big challenge for you versus your offense in college?
No, I mean, it's not going to be a big challenge. I mean, you play ball all your life. You know, you learn it. You study a playbook. You learn it eventually. You still got to learn it through them because it's a certain way. You should learn the playbook, and they'll teach you how to learn it. You know, and obviously you can do what you have to do on your own as far as, you know, you getting into the playbook and learning, you know, learning plays. But it's football. It's not difficult. Everybody make it hard. You know, and they make it seem like it's really extremely, you know, hard. If you've been playing football all your life, it's playbook. It's the playbook. It's the same way you study it. But I didn't get no clue, though, if I'm going to be outside or inside. I'm just ready to, you know, get my role and play my role. If I'm strictly outside, then I'm just going to try to be the best outside receiver I can be. If I'm inside, I'm just going to, you know, work hard to continue to be the best inside receiver I can be. So, yeah, definitely. I didn't get no clues. I still don't know. Depending on the formation, I could be inside, sometimes I'll be outside. So I really don't know. I have no clue. Hopefully I'll get to find out in a few weeks.
Well, the bonus for the coaching staff is that you can line up anywhere. So it doesn't matter where they put you, because you're going to ball out, right?
Right. Yeah. At the end of the day, that's the thing, you know. But obviously you don't have your main position. I just don't have that right now.
So I asked you about your biggest strength as a football player earlier. Is there anything that you're specifically trying to work on, and maybe you were something that you're working on throughout the draft process to get yourself ready for the NFL? Any one thing to maximize your ability at the next level?
Oh yeah, I mean, be able to run good routes. It's hurt. Like they say, it hurts to run good routes. Just be able to stop on a dime and so, because those cornerbacks, they're faster or just as fast as you. So. You got to go to stop and separate, and that's why I'm working on learning how to separate from those guys that's just as fast as you, and they probably know your route sometimes just by the way you're running it. So just those little things like that. It's not a huge thing I have to work on, because I naturally got, you know, the receiver asset. So just little things I got to continue to work on and get better at, and that's going to perfect my craft.
That is Richie James. Richie, I really appreciate you giving me the time. All you 49ers fans out there that haven't had a chance to watch Richie play, I really think you're going to love watching him go out there and don the 49ers uniform this fall. He's going to be a fan favorite, I have a feeling. And Richie, man, good luck on making the 49ers roster and making an impact. Really looking forward to watching you play for the 49ers this season.
Hey, I appreciate you, man. That's all I need, some luck and a place in the home. So, hey, thank you.
That's right. You bet. All right. Take care, man.
All right, man. Thank you.
Love that attitude. Thanks again to Richie James for joining the show. Definitely a player I am not going to bet against, and expecting big things, and excited to watch Richie James develop as a 49er, someone I think is going to make waves and has a very good chance of making that 49ers 53-man roster as a rookie wide receiver. All right, thanks everybody for listening. We will be back tomorrow with John Ledyard breaking down 49ers third-round linebacker Fred Warner and talking about why John Ledyard thought the 49ers had one of the top five drafts in the entire league. Talk to you guys then right here on Locked On 49ers.